Lord, we praise you and we thank you. Let's praise him. Father God, we praise you for your goodness. We praise you, Lord God, for your mercy. Lord, we praise you for your revival, Lord. We praise you, Lord God, for reviving us, oh God. Lord, we thank you for your mercy, oh God. We praise you for the life that you offer, Lord. Oh, we love you, we love you, we love you. Have your way tonight, Lord God. And glorify your name, Lord. And we praise you. And I'm excited, Lord God. There's an excitement in the atmosphere, Lord God. And I praise you for it, Lord. And I praise you in Jesus' mighty name. I don't know about you, but God is good to me. Amen. I may be in battles, but God is good to me. America's in battles, but God is good to America. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good to see everybody tonight. I'm excited. Amen. I've been seeking the Lord ever since the Lord saved me, he's taken my life over, and that's a good thing. Because if you live partly in the world and partly in the Lord, it's a struggle that you'll never win. You got to give it all to him and let him do it. Because if you're trying to do it yourself, you'll never accomplish it. It's always in Christ that it happens. It's not my way, but it's his way. It's not our desire, it's his desire. It's not my joy, it's his joy that I live in. It's not my power, it's his power that I live in. You got to understand that. There's so many people that I've talked to on this lot, truck drivers and different people coming in and out, and they just want something to give them hope. America, they're looking for somebody to give them hope, and that hope is Christ alone. There's nobody else, nothing else will do it. It's Christ alone. That's the answer in America today. We don't need just another service outside. We need Jesus Christ to move mightily in America in 2017. There's people that's giving their lives over to the devil because they can't get peace in their heart. They're looking for something to kill the pain that's come upon them. They've tried everything else. And I've heard the one say, "Why don't you just try Jesus?" And I'm telling you, that's the answer that we've got to give them. It's not nothing else but Jesus and him alone. And I'm telling you, and the Lord was speaking to me. There's a revival coming in America. There's a revival coming in America. And I'm telling you that the power, and I'm not talking about just 7 nights or 14 nights of service. I'm talking about a spirit that brings people up that are broken and restores them back in the place that they can live in life with a smile on their face and joy in their heart. And I'm telling you, revival, what is to be revived? I got a buddy of mine drives for an ambulance service here in town. When he comes up on the scene and there's a dead person, first thing they try to do is what? Revive them. Listen, America at large needs revived. And I'm telling you, and I know what that means, and I'm telling you, but what is going to bring that to pass? It's more of Christ in America and less of America in America. It's more of Christ in me and less of me that's going to revive me. And I'm telling you, he's going to do it, whether I'm a part of it or not. We make a choice. We are in a need of a move of God in our lives, and we will see it by the power that has been given to us through the Lord Jesus Christ. I had somebody say the other day that God is in control of everything in America. And I said, that is true to a part. I said, because if God, all-powerful, omnipresent and omnipotent, is in complete control of America, then it would not look like hell on earth. He could straighten out everything in a second if he had all control, as they was talking about. See, he has a vessel, you or me, or one that will accept him as Lord of our life, that he has control of. This world was given to sin by man, and I'm telling you, it's up to us to take it back. It's up to the believers to get a hold of the power that's within inside you to take back what the devil has stolen. And I'm telling you, God does have all power, but he needs a vessel to work through. If not so, he would not have had to send his only begotten Son. If not so, he would not have had to send Jesus Christ. He sent His Son, a God in the flesh, to die a death to save the world. Not to where we just barely live. Could you imagine if all there was to Jesus dying on the cross was one Sunday service a week? No! He come to give us life and give it to us abundantly in His power. We got to walk in it by faith and step out into it. Yes, the enemy fights you, but he don't have no right if you're the Lord Jesus Christ. If you belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, then the enemy can't touch you. And people tell me, you don't know my trials. No, I don't. And I'm sure they're severe. But I know God is able to keep you in the midst of it. I know that God's able to steal the storm of life. I know God's able to turn things around and make things right. I've seen it in my own life. But you got to fight. You got to fight in your life. Most everybody I know that gets radical for the Lord, they come out of one place and God radically does something in their life. And the next thing you know, they're in the streets preaching, or they're in a pulpit, or they're somewhere shouting for the Lord Jesus Christ. It's because they done seen the power of God personally in their life. If it was not for God showing up in my life 11 years ago, I'd been dead or in prison. And I'm telling you that it's God's power today, the same as it was then, to save the lost. We got to get about the business of doing what God wants. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, then you've got to call on His name. Just like the pastor over here said, you may not understand it. You may not even know what you're doing. But you got, God said He writes it upon your heart. You may not be raised in church. You may not go to Sunday school every day. But I'm telling you, it's already in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord. It's already there. And I'm telling you, sometimes it takes things to pull it out of you. We got to get a hold of what's going on around us. In Habakkuk 3:2, the Lord gave me this scripture, and I don't just open the Bible and say, I'm going to preach on this. I stay before the Lord, and the Lord gave me this scripture, and it says Habakkuk was praying, and he says, Oh Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid. Oh Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years, make known. In wrath, remember mercy. America as a nation cannot do and continue to do what we're doing and not receive punishment for it. If my kids continue to be rotten and mean, they get in trouble. Right? It ain't no different in our lives. We got to understand. And I started seeking the Lord in this scripture. And I said, Lord, what are you showing me? And he was telling me that the work that began in America, it is going to be revived. It's not going to be left. It's not going to just fall away by the wayside. It's going to be revived. The power of the gospel is still going to run. And it's going to be done in the mouths of men and women that will stand up in the grace of God and run in the power and the strength of His mercy. God, remember mercy in your judgment. I don't know about you, but there's many things in my life I deserved a whole lot worse than I got. It was God's mercy that showed up in my life and said, instead of you getting this, I'm going to give you this. Then serve me and keep your heart right with me. I'm telling you, I didn't understand this. God literally had to show up in my kitchen to get my attention. He had to stop me dead in my tracks and tell me straight point blank, you got to serve me now. And I said, God, there's no way. I cannot serve you. I've tried your church and it did not work for me. I tried the things that you said in your word and it did not work for me. He said, you're right. You tried them. He said, but let me do them in you, and I will make it happen. See, it's not about going through emotion. It's about a real one-on-one with the Lord Jesus Christ. If you want revived in your life, get on your face and be real with God. Let Him search you and know you and try you, and let the Lord Jesus Christ reign in mercy upon your life. We don't want His judgment. We want His mercy. America wants His mercy. But I'm going to read this again. It says, Oh Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid. I understand what Habakkuk is saying there. And I'm telling you, and I know people's had personal experiences with God, but there's nothing like when the Lord physically shows up in your life. It scared me to death. It really scared me. I thought I was dying that day. I mean, that's how bad it scared me. Not because he's a mean God, but because I know I was a good sinner and I was living in hell. I was living in a place that I should not be. But God showed up in mercy instead of judgment and said, I'll save you if you'll just trust me. If you'll just hold on to me and you'll just call on my name, I'll save your life and I'll keep you from perishing. And he saved me. God is good. And we got to understand that there's so many people that's going through great trials and troubles. I've talked to people in the last 2 weeks that said, I don't want to live anymore. And I tell them that, look, Christ is your answer. And they'll tell me the same thing that I told the Lord 11 years ago. They'll tell me that I've tried church, but church does not work. And I said, you don't try church. You try Jesus Christ and let him be Lord of your life. It's not about trying anything. It's about, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Save me. I'm telling you, we got to get back to the simplicity of Christ. We got to get back to the place that we get real with God and let him be real with us. There's people that's hungry. I've talked to them. I've talked to truck drivers come through. They'd ask me, do you have any CDs? Do you have anything I can take with me and listen to it while I'm on the road? I said, I don't have none right now, but I'll make sure that I get some and have some here if you come back through. People are hungry. See, the Lord showed me a revival that's coming that's not going to be like any normal revival we've ever had in America. It's going to be people that come out of the hell holes, that come out of the bars, that come out of the drug scenes, that God shows up in their life and fills them with the Holy Ghost and turns their life around, and they start preaching the gospel in love. Not in religion. In love, in mercy, in grace, in his power. I'm telling you, it's coming, and we got to get ready for it. That's the reason why I love the tent ministry, because it puts me in the place where they're at, where they're on the streets. See, there's a lot of people that will come into a tent that will not come into a church. Or they'll stand outside the tent. I talked to a man late last night, outside in the middle of the tent. He was making a beer run, coming down the hill from one motel to the gas station over here to make a beer run. But I'm telling you, God is wanting to do something in America. And I'm telling you that just as Habakkuk prayed, God is going to remember the works that was done prior in America, when America was founded upon the Word of God, when men and women gave their life for this country to be free. There's going to be a revival poured out in America. I don't know about you, but I want to be a part of it. You may be the next one. I tell everybody that. You may be the next one that God anoints to cast out devils, raise the dead, and empty every wheelchair you ever come in front of. You may be the next one that goes into the hospital with a bottle of oil and cleans out. You may not even be an ordained minister, but you get a bottle of oil and enough Jesus Christ, and you go into the hospital and you empty it out under the power of the Holy Ghost by God's authority that he gives you. I'm telling you, when God tells you to do something, you can do it, and know on the other side of it, you're going to see his glory. You're going to see his face. We'll go to John. A couple years ago, I was really seeking the Lord at a time, going through a lot of trials, a lot of troubles. I quit trying to even ask to understand things years ago. I just asked God, get me through this. God, carry me to the other side. Get me through this. And I know trials are not light. I've talked to people that marriages are busted. I've talked to people in this last couple weeks, just hardships after hardships after hardships. But I told him, I said, Jesus Christ is still your answer. I said, let's pray. Let's get a hold of God and let Him move in your life. Listen, prayer is not empty words. When you pray to the Father in Jesus' name, He said He hears you. And I'm telling you, we got to get a hold of what the Bible says and forget about everything else. I talked to one guy. He said, you know, he said it took me 10 years to get out of me what was beat in me. And what I'm getting at, what he said, I said, what do you mean? He said, for years I believed one way. He said, but then I started reading my Bible. And he said, I found out that it said something different. I'm telling you right now, we got to trust the Word of God above everything else. And I'm telling you, we got to get a hold of the power of the Scripture. It's God's Word. And I'm telling you, you want to see revival? Let God revive you first. Amen. Let Him revive me first. John 3:14. And it says, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. It says in 16, for God so loved the world that He gave the only begotten, His only begotten Son, to whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. When I first got saved, I lived on these Scriptures. And I'd have other people tell me, well, you got to do this, you got to do that, and you got to do this. I'm telling you right now, it's Christ and Christ alone that saves you. It's not about any other work. Yes, we do other things, but it's Jesus Christ in you that's going to make the difference in your life. You know, I talk to people and I say, aren't you tired of where you're at? And they'll tell me, I am. And I said, then start praying God bring you out of it. Start praying God bring you to a different place. See, I found that even in God's mercy, if I'm not right where I need to be, in God's mercy, if I'll get on my face and be real with Him, He'll start bringing me into the right place. It's God. Listen, He's the one that's got to do it. You got to understand that. I cannot save myself, and you cannot either. It's Christ that does it. We believe in what God the Father, when He sent His only begotten Son to die on the cross, we believe that was sufficient payment for your sins. See, when I got saved in 2006, I done told you the first part of it. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I said, I cannot do this. And He said, you're right. He said, you can't. He said, but I can if you let me. And I said, all right, Lord, I said, I was sick and tired of everything anyway, living a crazy life, running like crazy, all kinds of just crazy. And I said, all right, Lord, I said, I'll let you. And He said, all right, He said, I'll do it, but I want everything that you got. And I said, all right. And He started naming off things, and the first thing He said is, I want your family. And that was not an easy answer for me to give, because at that time, most of you don't know that's in here that know me, I done buried two kids in 1995 and from a dream that I had when I was 20-something years old. So it was not easy for me to say yes, Lord, to that answer. But I did. 3 months after that, we buried our 15-year-old. Most of you done heard this. But I don't do this for people to feel sorry for me. I want you to know that you can live through life and go through hell as long as you trust Jesus Christ. You can get through the other side. Life is worth living if Christ is in it. And I'm telling you, you've got to get a hold of the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. See, prior to that, I tried church, and I'm not against church. I love church. I go to church as much as I can. You need to go every chance you can. Stay in there and stay out of wherever else you're at. But you got to get real with God. And the first thing that went through my mind after that is I said, Lord, I told you I could not do this. And He said, you're right. He said, but I told you I would if you'd let me. And I said, all right, Lord. So we continued on. We started growing in the Lord. The Lord started blessing us greatly, kind of like his testimony. We went from not rags to riches, but we went rags to a lot better than we was. And I, you know, God kept moving, giving me different jobs. Then in 2012, we buried our oldest son, and we're now raising his kids. I didn't back up. I didn't say, Lord, what are you doing? Yes, I shed a lot of tears. And yes, my heart ached. But I said, Lord, you said you would do this. And I'm going to trust in you. I'm not backing up. And we kept going forward. Me and my wife and the family, we kept going forward. Changed our lives many times over. So we started raising kids, left our home, moved to a different place. And the whole time, the Lord is speaking to me, just trust me, just trust me, just trust me, just trust me. Now, you could say you trust God, but when you start going through the fire of affliction, you start going through the trial, you'll find out real quick if your heart's real or not. And so we started going, and we're doing started ministry at that time. We started street ministry in Illinois, and things were seemed like God was really moving, and man, I was just excited because God was just doing, and we wasn't having great big meetings. We was meeting in foyer ways and any place we could meet, just sharing the gospel, knocking on doors and telling people about Jesus Christ. And then we wound up in St. Clair to do ministry there. Wound up with Dave up there at Mercy Ministries. This is part of Mercy Ministries. We wound up there, and then last year, 1 year from today, we get a state police show up at our door, and our 26-year-old got killed. Now listen, I'm not telling you to feel sorry for me. I'm telling you that you can go through hell and still serve God. You can go through what you're going through and still have joy in your heart and still serve God. There's people suffering all over out there. I've never met so many people that's lost kids until I lost kids. I've never met so many people that have come to me and tell me, I've lost three or four myself. I've lost two. I've lost one. I've lost this. I've lost that. And God's allowed me to pray with them. So a year ago, today we lost our 26-year-old. A little over 3 months ago, I lost my 24-year-old in a car wreck. See, the enemy will do everything he can to discourage you from what you're doing. But he cannot touch you if you do not let him. You've got to hold on to the power of the gospel. You've got to hold on to what is coming in the Lord Jesus Christ. You've got to hold on to his mercy and his grace. And you've got to understand that if God be for you, who can be against you? And I'm telling you that it's by his grace and mercy that I'll run for him as hard as he'll let me run. And I'm telling you right now that we're going to see souls saved because God is good. You hear me? And I'm telling you right now, people look at you funny if you tell them that. So I don't say this all the time. I don't give my full testimony because a lot of times people look at you and they'll walk away sad. I don't want you to be sad tonight. I want you to know that the Lord has kept me in the midst of the fire. He's given me joy. He's given me strength. He's given me the ability to walk in the power of his grace and his mercy. Lord, remember mercy in your judgment. And I'm telling you that God is good in America. Back to the Bible, for verse 16 of John 3:16, and it's a popular verse. Everybody quotes it. But you've got to get this in your heart. And you've got to know this without a shadow of a doubt, that, Lord, I believe you. See, when Daniel in the Bible, they put the decree against him because he prayed to his God. You know, he told the king, he said, I'll just give it to you in my words. Look, king, throw me in the lion's den. My God will take care of me. Read it for yourself. But there's a lot of times we got to understand, we got to get a hold of what God wants for you. What is it worth in your life to see God move? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God's desire in America is not to just build a church. Could you imagine dying on the cross and the only thing to come out of it was a church building on every corner and denominations that separated everybody from each other? No, he come to build a body of believers that would change the world upside down and make something out of nothing. See, we're the body. I had a guy, and I get this asked all the time. They say, what denomination are you? I said, I believe in the Bible. I said, I'm saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. And they'll look at me and they'll say, I agree with you. I'm telling you, we got to get out of the denominational gap. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ and His power to live in this life and to walk in the sureness of the gospel. Listen, it's not about just me or just what I want. It's about Christ in me. When I gave my life to Him, I gave Him right to everything that I have.